Director of Kadapa District Airport Sujit Kar Poddar has shared details about the Uran scheme and ongoing developments at the airport in Andhra Pradesh, reported news agency ANI. The Udan, Ure Desh Ka Aam Nagrik, scheme at Kadapa Airport was launched by the Union Government in 2016. It is currently operated by Indigo Airlines after it took over operations from Tiru Jet Airways in 2021. And the director said on Sunday that the airport currently has 4 flights each day, all monitored by Indigo. Presently we have 4 movements in a day. On Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, we have operations covering Chennai Kadapa Vijayawada. The other movement is Vijayawada Kadapa Chennai. On Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, we have movement from Bengaluru to Kadapa and Vishakhapatnam, and back from Vishakhapatnam Kadapa Bengaluru, he told ANI. Poddar also stated that the airport usually handles around 150 passengers daily. He added that the new terminal building will be built and operations can begin by 2026, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has received praise from locals for the Uran scheme, which offers affordable air travel to rural populations, ANI stated. The local residents even suggested that PM Modi should consider giving subsidies on flights for ration card holders, according to sources as stated by ANI, and many daily workers and labourers from Kadapa district in Andhra Pradesh travel to nearby cities like Chennai, Bangalore, and Hyderabad for work. This would make the scheme even more beneficial for their livelihood, they said. The Udan scheme is a very good scheme for the Kadapa people. People had to travel all the way to Chennai airport, but the Udan scheme is a very good scheme for the Kadapa people. PM Modi is implementing very good schemes, said Moshes Jeshua, a Kadapa resident. PM Modi recently inaugurated 2 airports within 3 days. The Pakyong Airport in Sikkim, which is a part of the Udan scheme. The airport is Sikkim's first, which connects Gangtok to India's airways, becoming the 100th operational airport in India, and Pakyong Airport is expected to boost tourism revenue in Sikkim. It is located about 15 kilometers from Gangtok and around 80 kilometers from the India-China border. The Udan scheme was launched in October 2016 as part of the National Civil Aviation Policy, NCAP, 2016. It aims to make flying more affordable and connect remote regions in India, and the scheme has a goal of connecting 72 airports, including 45 unserved and underserved ones. The airfare for a 1-hour journey of approximately 500 kilometers under this scheme is capped at 2,500 Indian rupees, with inputs from ANI.